Welcome back. No filter, no bullshit, no way. I want to touch on something that has been really, last couple of weeks has really been around my thoughts a lot. This thing is called DMT. If anybody knows about this, it's crazy shit. I didn't know about it until I had a couple people in my house one night smoking some weed and, well, whatever I was doing. But anyway, he asked about this, something about DMT and how they were doing. I had no clue about it. They started telling me about it. Yeah, we got some of this, and they explained what it did. And nobody knows exactly what I'm talking about. It's I don't know exactly what DMT stands for medically, but I do know that checking up, seeing, doing some research on it, see what it did. It's actually what it does is it makes your, like, serotonin. Makes your brain actually think that you're dying. It'll last. And that, to me, that's a really weird fucking thing for somebody to do willfully. I mean, we're going to have to go there sometime, but why the fuck rush it? So, the more checking on it, you find out more stuff. It's some scary shit. There's people doing this stuff, maybe because of the heroin, the fentanyl bullshit. Maybe it's a better deal. I got some friends that's really got some problems on it. I feel for them because, I mean, we all got addictions. I'm not no better than anybody. I smoke pot. I'm not ashamed of that. I fucking ride a motorcycle, and I don't like policemen sometimes. But we gotta have cops. We gotta have marijuana. And we gotta fucking have motorcycles. Get what you gotta do. But you know, but everybody can be a dick. Cops can be a dick. I can be a big cocksucker. Believe me, I'm not the best guy to be around. But I got a girlfriend tell you that every goddamn day. He's an asshole. Well, take it or leave it. That's what you get. What she's what you get. I don't sugarcoat nothing, but anyway, the DMT stuff is so fucking scary. I mean, why would anybody want to take something that takes you right to the fucking edge of to where you think your brain thinks you're dying? And I'm thinking, okay, what's caused it to not go ahead and flip and you say, bam, you can't, and you're dead, whatever. It's kind of scary shit. I don't understand even how to, on the research, it's, the trips you take on it, it's like your emotional, I understand whether you got, if you're depressed, whatever you're, like myself, if you got any heart problems, whatever, it can really kick your ass. So everybody needs to be aware of this shit because it's called DMT. Look it up. It's scary shit. It will make, I've talked to people, make some people see fucking demons. I mean, scary shit. I don't know why anybody want to see that. Everybody's trip is different, but I also hear that whatever your deal is, whether it's anxiety, when you come out of this, you're not going to be the same as far as maybe you think you are, but you're going to be different. Something's going to be, I mean, take this shit serious. Check it out. It ain't no laughing fucking matter. People are going to, you think fentanyl's killing people. This shit's going to be fucking scary stuff. Our world is so fucked up. You know, I think about when I was a kid, the problems we had, you look now, it's a scary son of a bitch. The things are getting so, so bad. It's like, just think about the shit, the drugs, the crime. People don't give a fuck about each other anymore. It's like, I mean, it's, people just, it's got guns. I believe the Second Amendment. I mean, because that's our fucking right and God-given right. But, you know, when you got assholes, people that don't, I mean, somebody come to my house, I'm going to blow them the fuck away. I don't care. That's my right. I don't care. Nobody needs to infringe on that. But you've got people out there that are fucking stupid, stupid people that just know, have no idea what this country stands for. We got problems, like I say, Ukraine, Putin. You know, we ain't our fucking problem. You don't get in other people's bullshit. We got so much problems in this country. So much to keep us busy. I haven't got that time to worry about you or him, my neighbor. Fuck all that. Like I said before, I'm not washing this fucking windows. I'm not feeding this fucking cat. You know, if somebody wants to suck my dick, that's prime. Whatever. You know, maybe we'll talk about it later, but I mean, I'm a guy. What the fuck? But other than that, your problem is not my problem. I don't care what the fuck you do. Don't tread on me, and I won't smack you the fuck around. It's just like, but you know, this DMT really, all shitting aside, and this shit is scary, and it needs to be, it's just, maybe they're taking it like, okay, maybe it's not so bad taking the fentanyl, all the heroin. I've seen friends completely change, smoking this fentanyl shit. It's scary. People are fucking dying. And then they're taking this stuff. Oh, it's all natural. My ass. How can it be all natural? People's cooking or whatever they're doing. I have no clue about it. In fact, I see people here. They swore, hey, make you want to try this stuff. And they said it's all natural. Of course, being in the attic, whatever, see how maybe you try, let's check it out. They said, now it's all natural bullshit. By the grace of God, I swear to God, my partner said, hey, a man, she's always, it's always, always got it with us, always here. She tore her fucking purse apart, upside down. I know I've got it. I always never leave home without it. I never leave it. My partner said, man, she's always, you know, she looked and looked and never come up with it. And we went on, they left and whatever. The next day, I was thinking, I finally realized, found out what it was. I don't know part of that shit. And thank God, I swear, people's got guardian angels. I've got some that's been around me. I'm here for a reason. Everybody's here for a reason. But I think I'm here for something I don't know about yet. But I'm going to tell you what, I believe in this. I've lost my family members. I've been through, my family's been through some really tough shit. But, you know, I know my brothers, people's here. I know. You just know they're there. Now, something saved told me not to do it because, believe me, at the time you smoke a weed, you drink cold beers, I would have done it. That's just the attitude to me. You know, everybody knows what I'm talking about. We do shit, stupid shit, you know, whatever. We don't even think about our acts, what we're going to do. We just got to spontaneously do shit. But the more I read about that, I said, you know, this is crazy. Why the fuck? I mean, you just, if you don't, you think I'm nuts, well, this guy's crazy, check this shit out. If you like to be wacka, 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 let me see, I hear people say, oh, I've seen demons during this shit. I talk to you, say, oh, no, to me, it's just whatever, but it's like being like an after death or whatever. It's, who the fuck? It's going to happen soon enough. Why rush this shit? I got kids. I love my children. You know, I'm not going to. I mean, it's just scary fucking stuff. You know, it's like, my gosh, it's just, it's some fucking, I can't stress enough. Is I was, I thank God I, for some reason, I was, they didn't have this shit because, and I believe also, people come in your home, they bring demon shit, whatever they're doing. They bring shit to leave it in your house. You know, I've been lucky because I haven't had to, believe me, I know people, I've carried demons around, believe me, people leave shit in my house before, but it seems like I got something battling the fucking demons. Whether it's my, I got come from a strong family. Maybe they're here. I do believe that I'm not going to ask certain things, but you know, just watch your ass, watch out for each other. I worry about my friends. I love my friends. I got very good friends. They mean a lot to me. So I got very few friends, but the ones I've got their back, no fucking questions. Any people out there that old school and loyal, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. And people old school, if I got you what old school is, you have no fucking clue what I mean. So, just, you know, take care of each other, man. We got, that's all we got, man. Just do it, and just check this DMT shit out. It's no fucking joke, guys. Have a good day.